Oh, I love hearing that voice. It's Brett Kissel.
Hello, Brett Kissel. How are you, buddy?
Good, and how are you?
Fantastic. So good to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise. Great to speak with you, too. How have you been?
I've been fantastic. You make me tired. I look at your schedule, and I go, my gosh, Brett, settle down.
No, the busier, the better. Don't get me wrong. I like to chill, too. But, you know, if I'm like, on a roll or on tour, like, let's get to work. Let's make some magic happen.
I was thinking about you last night. I don't know if you could feel the vibe, but I was thinking about the first time we met. Do you remember?
Fort Road.
Yes.
Or something
yes.
Like that.
And I threatened to beat you over the head with my guitar.
Yeah. If I didn't leave you alone, I was probably saying, hey, play my music. Hey, play my music.
Well, no, we had a little guitar off. I was learning guitar, and obviously you'd been picking for a while, so we had a little challenge, and you crushed me, and I was like, I'll be over there. I can't believe you still call me.
You know, it's. I think it's really, really funny kind of what's circulating, you know, the energy in the air, because I was looking through some old photos with my kids of me, you know, playing guitar as a little kid. You know, at all those Klondike days, pancake breakfasts, or the Canadian Finals Rodeo in Edmonton, you know, over the years and stuff like that. As my kids get into music, they wanted to see what I looked like. And boy, do my kids ever giggle when they saw me with my little glasses.
You look the
and,
exact
you know, just
same. You've just got facial hair.
Well, exactly. And I mean, I still love pierogies the same way I did when I was a little kid. I was a little pierogi myself.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Hey, congratulations on the Juno nomination. I know the Compass Project is something very near and dear to your heart, so that's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's just amazing to get that recognition. You know, we worked very hard to put four albums out, like not just one record, but four albums. And I think that, you know, the industry or anybody, you know, has been looking at the landscape of country music, I think, can understand that, you know, it's a very unique project. It's something that hasn't been done before, and I'm grateful it got the recognition. The reality, though, is that, like, it's a stacked category. You look at all of the great artists in JBB and, you know, and Jader and Dean and Tyler Joe. Like, it's a stacked category where, you know, any of those guys can win it. So I'm just excited to see them all in Halifax. And that's the best part about country, is that they're kind of like, there really is no competition. We're all going to have a beer together in Halifax and celebrate each other.
Juno's March 24th, like you mentioned, in Halifax. Let's talk about the tour. How's it going? Like, you've got to be getting tired a little. You've been out there forever.
You know what? Actually, the reason why I'm not tired. Every other tour I've been very tired, but this one is I think the perfect pace. And we did it this way because I've got Cecilia and our kids along. Usually I'll do 8, 10, 12 shows in a row, but now we're doing, you know, one or two shows and we have a day or two off, and one or two shows and a day or two off.
Get some of that family time
really,
to re-energize, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Good
and
for you, buddy.
It's been so enjoyable.
You know, that's one of the things I admire about you, is you're such a family guy.
I think that's the only way to be. You know, I would miss them too much if we went out on the road, you know, for 45 days or 50 days or whatever it is, and they'd be back at home, or I'd be out enjoying, you know, these great spots in Canada. It's a beautiful road trip for all of us, and, you know, we're here on this earth to make memories. You know, we're here for a good time, not a long time, so let's enjoy it together, and it's been really special.
Where's the next show?
I'm in London right now, and so we're going to play in London. We take a little break. I've got a friend's wedding in down in Dominican, so I'm going to go down there for only 2 days, and then I got to fly back up from Dominican to Montreal, and then we play in Montreal next week, Ottawa, Oshawa, and wrap things up in Toronto.
Holy
so we take a month
geez.
Off, which is really nice.
My gosh.
And then we go to Eastern Canada, so it's going to be good.
Well, I'm going to take a nap for you.
You know what? Yes, you please do, especially you morning radio guys. I mean, you're up at probably, what, 2:30 in the morning or 3 in the morning?
Something like
that. You want to talk about someone who needs rest.
Brett, always nice to catch up, buddy. I really, really appreciate you taking a few minutes to hop on the Windspeaker Radio Network.
No, the pleasure's all mine, and all your listeners are just such great country music fans that come out to all the shows, and I'm really, really grateful, you know, for their support, and I hope that they're really, you know, excited and happy to have you, you know, behind there the microphone.
Thank you, buddy.
It's great to be chatting with you too, Sean.
You're a beauty, my friend. Take care and safe travels.
Okay, see you, Berkey boy.